We're going to start with the Department of Justice announcement today that it's filed charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The charges came just hours after Assange was arrested in London. He was forcibly led from Ecuador's embassy in London. He's been living there in exile for nearly 7 years. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing joins us from Washington. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Lisa.
So the charges are for conspiracy to commit computer intrusion, and they are connected to leaks from Army Private Chelsea Manning back in 2010. So it's helpful to remember that there is actually a through line from Chelsea Manning to Julian Assange to the Democratic National Committee all the way to Robert Mueller's investigation. How did we get from there to here?
Well, what we know today is that back in that previous life in 2010, then Army Private Bradley Manning, as she was at the time, gave to WikiLeaks a great deal of classified material from the U.S. government, the Defense Department, the Department of State, which WikiLeaks then released to great reception around the world, to great criticism, to great acclaim, because it revealed the practices of the U.S. military in Iraq and Afghanistan. It revealed the practices of diplomacy by the United States around the world. There were many cables sent from American embassies and other diplomatic posts to Washington and back. And so we learned a ton of material about the conduct of American officialdom from Manning and WikiLeaks. And it put Assange and WikiLeaks in a position of being these arbiters of classified information. WikiLeaks steals secrets, as its tagline was at the time. And the Russian government, according to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, tried to take advantage of that independent imprimatur that WikiLeaks gave to the release of leaked materials in 2016 as part of its campaign to interfere in the U.S. presidential election. What prosecutors have said is that the Russian intelligence agency, the GRU, stole a whole bunch of data from political targets in the United States, including the leadership of the Democratic Party, the leadership of Hillary Clinton's campaign, gave it to Julian Assange. WikiLeaks then released it to cause great disruption in the United States, and that brings us up to today.
Okay, with the Mueller investigation, the full Mueller investigation yet to be released, but clearly this is all going to be playing into what happens as a result of the release and the investigation. Back today, back to what happened in London, Ecuador's embassy gave Assange asylum back in 2012. At the time, Sweden wanted him on rape and sexual assault charges. Sweden has since rescinded that arrest, but the U.S. does want him, has charged him with conspiracy. What do you make of those particular charges?
The substance of the charges in the indictment unsealed today is that Assange worked with Manning to violate the security of U.S. government computer systems. And specifically, there's some details about how Assange might have helped Manning with Linux or with the cracking of passwords to get access to the material that WikiLeaks later obtained and released. Prosecutors may have made that choice because there's been a great deal of debate about Assange and WikiLeaks and about whether he is a journalist and whether WikiLeaks is a media organization and accordingly whether they benefit from, in the United States, the First Amendment and in the rest of the world, various nations' laws that protect press freedoms. The Justice Department appears to have decided to try to sidestep that and make this case against Assange not about the publication of information but about the way in which it was obtained. In other words, he allegedly helped Manning hack a U.S. government computer system. That's against the law, and that's the substance of this indictment.
When Chelsea Manning was with the U.S. military. So the United States Justice Department wants Assange extradited to the U.S. If that does happen, if he is tried here, what information could he provide that investigators are looking for?
That's a great question. And one other thing that is not clear is whether this will be the end to the charges brought by the Justice Department against Assange. There's been a lot of indications about a lot of work behind the scenes by investigators involving him in his case. And in fact, Chelsea Manning herself is in custody today, from what we understand, because a grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia is working on some kind of case that we believe relates to WikiLeaks and Assange. And Manning declined to testify before that grand jury, even though she'd been served with a subpoena. And a judge sent her to jail for her refusal to do so. But that suggests that there could be another indictment or a superseding indictment involving Assange at some point in the future that might bring a case that relates to the 2016 election interference in addition to the one that prosecutors already have made related to those 2010 alleged offenses that involved the computer hacking from Bradley Manning at the time and the relates to the U.S. government information.
Phil, President Trump has weighed in today. He at one time said he loved WikiLeaks. That was when the organization was leaking information about Democrats before the election. He referred to that. Today, though, the president said, "I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing." His Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, though, when he was director of the CIA, called WikiLeaks a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors like Russia. So if Assange comes to the United States, how can we expect the Trump administration and the Department of Justice to handle this case?
It's going to be a very interesting storyline. What the president seemed to be saying at the White House this morning was that he hasn't been involved with whatever day-to-day decisions are being made at the Justice Department about this particular case. The president said that what happens next will be up to the Attorney General, Bill Barr, suggesting that he hasn't been involved or he might not have been read in before the fact when these events took place this morning. We don't know the backstory yet in terms of what has been taking place behind the scenes. But there could be a little bit of political awkwardness, as you suggest, because in 2016, Trump and his supporters were great fans of Assange and WikiLeaks, separate and apart from the way they, according to their argument, obtained the material that they released, but for the substance of what it contained. And Trump's point always was, who knows how Assange got the material? We now know he got it from Russian cyber attacks, but look at what it says. It revealed the clubbiness between reporters and Clinton's campaign leaders, for example. It revealed the way Democrats at the top of the party leadership were talking about the way they wanted the nomination to work. That was very helpful for Republicans at the time. The question now is, what will the president, what will Mike Pompeo and others say if Assange comes to the United States and actually stands trial in open court?
Thank you. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thanks again.
Thank you.